Do you like teaching Avid, and why?
I love teaching Avid. I like to have the opportunity to meet students who are in the middle, like students that are at C or B grades, and sometimes they are kind of shy and quiet. And I like to be able to watch them grow and to meet their own potential.
So do you remember me in sixth grade, Avid?
I do remember you in sixth grade, Avid. I remember that you were really shy and you wouldn't volunteer information. I remember kind of a lack of confidence. And I don't see that lack of confidence anymore. I've seen you really blossom into a very strong individual over the last 3 years. And I think that it's really powerful to watch people that have always kind of hidden in the classroom to come up and be a leader. You started, Joe, Avid in sixth grade. You were interviewed in fifth grade. What did you think about college or going to college? Did you have any ideas about it in fifth grade or fourth grade?
I really didn't know lots about colleges because my sisters, they were in high school at then, so.
Had you ever come to the University of Arizona before you were in Avid?
Yes. There was actually an invitation for these basketball tryouts here. Mm-hmm. So I came here and I walked around by the student union. That was probably the first time I've been here.
And what did you think about it then?
I noticed it was pretty big. And I didn't really know much, so I didn't know what it really was.
And during Avid, what kind of things have you learned about the university?
I've learned a lot, just tuition, the fees, what they specialize in, what degrees you could get in, and just a lot of things.
What do you think of now when you come, like today?
I think of it different. I used to think of it as a playground because the age I was, but now I think because I see people studying everywhere, people going to class, riding their bikes to their class, and I didn't realize that it was that much important to study because people were studying outside. So now I know how important it is to study and the
It's a place to go to school, huh? Instead of a playground. You said it. That's a good thing to think of because it's the road to your future.
Yeah.
And Joe, I think that you're absolutely capable of achieving any and all goals that you set forth. And I know that when high school comes, it may be stressful and kind of scary the first few days, but you have all the skills you need. You just have to remember that. And go and ask for what you need from the teachers. Seek out everybody that can help you. That's one of the big parts of Avid, is to be your own advocate and to fight for what you need. And I know you have those skills now. So I don't fear for your future in any way. I already know that you're going to be a success in whatever path you decide to take.